Said Weird Web. Last week, a lot of stuff happened. A lot of people met with NPCs of important note that are all new this season. Like, season 5, we're just jumping the shark. There's so many new, like, NPC characters coming in. I'm gonna assume Nick is not talking to me. Okay. So, last week, you guys met Todd Goodfellow. You also met... Oh yeah, Titania.
Yeah.
Which both went well and did not go well, leaving Wednesday unable to be perceived by anyone except her true love, at least any mortal. And Todd paid a special visit to Karen, offering the chance to be with Rosemary for a price.
Wouldn't you tell me?
Of course he wouldn't. It's a high price.
Shit. I'm paying shit.
But Todd has revealed, I believe Titania revealed, as well as Morgana's prophecies, all revealed that in the end of this all, someone will die. We are going to open in a new location. It's a motel, also in Wales. I'm pretty sure there'll be a Pepe Silvia board up, as well as stale coffee. It's a takeout, but you're in Wales, so a bunch of bags from the pub, probably. The board is covered with photos of the Barlow sisters, of Micah Moonflower,
Soccer.
Of Wednesday, and several articles about the sudden death of a tech billionaire shortly after his wedding. So, Ashton.
Yeah?
Who is this character?
This is Irene Florence. She is a PI, and she's currently on the hunt for... a Wendy Nernowitz, Mee Watson.
Now, why is she on the hunt for Wendy?
Wendy is wanted for homicide, burglary, assault, motor vehicle theft, vandalism, just general disorderly conduct, amongst other things.
Yeah, probably throw in an investigation on insurance fraud as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
If you killed Merle and collected his life insurance.
Yes, yes. That is the belief.
It is. It's the belief that hired you. Yeah. So what are you currently doing?
I am staring at my Pepe Silvia board, and I did bring my own red string and push pins that I just put into the motel wall. I will not apologize for this. And I believe I've tracked a good location for where at least the Barlow sisters are. I think I found them. And if I find them, I'm pretty sure I can find Wendy.
Yeah. We'll have some photos. When you take digital photos, are you the kind of person that then prints them out to go up on your Pepe Silvia board?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I need to see it all in front of
me. So there's some fairly freshly printed photos of Wendy, as well as Nora Barlow and Micah Moonflower entering a pub. Just last night, and you're aware that Wendy left alone, quickly followed by Nora and Micah. That is the last of the trail you would currently have.
Got it. Okay. I mean, I'm going to stake out the pub then, okay. Hoping they come back at some point or that I get any information.
Then with that, we are going to cut... Actually, where did Nora go after Karen left to her cottage and stuff? Micah had to go off on business and has teleported away.
She is probably doing her own research on different things. I would say, so we are in Wales right now.
You are currently in Wales.
Would I know of, I guess, dark witchy places that are probably unsavory to... other people other than Morgana that she might be able to get info from? Like, I'm looking for the villain hangout area, basically.
Yeah. So there is the Court of Great Sessions in Flintshire. What's wrong, Ashton?
I just think it's funny. I just, you know.
Which, I mean, that is typically white magic users.
Oh, I don't like them.
It. Give me a sharp check.
All right. Yeah, no. I rolled a 3 + 1.
Ooh,
so that's a 4.
Okay. So you remember the Court of Great Sessions. You know it's in Flintshire, but that is all of the information you're going to have.
I guess I will go there because they may have stuff on the Fae that maybe other places. I'm guessing these are more of like your hedge witch type places, not like official.
Mm-hmm.
Just so yeah. I will, I guess, try to go there.
All right. So I'm going to need a sharp check from you.
Okay.
Unless you have some other way to investigate.
I'm double checking. Like, I don't think I do, but okay. Let me just roll that sharps check because I can't find it fast enough.
Yes.
It's a 7.
All right. So with the 7, you can ask me one piece of information, which can be where to find them. But then that means you will have no other information about them. So we got, you know the who, but what, where, and when are still mostly a mystery.
I can usually work through the escaping a horrible situation bit. So I guess I'll just ask where the where is.
There's a place outside of Flintshire, a forest clearing. You don't know when they meet, but you know that's where they will.
Great. I will head there.
Now, Karen,
mm-hmm.
Todd had his offer to you and then left.
Mm-hmm.
What would you?
I don't trust the Fae. So, I mean, with good reason, and especially one that's like, oh, hey, I have this great deal for you. Let me give you this deal. It's going to be a pretty penny, but whatever. So I think she's going to look in her library and see if any of her books have changed, because she knows the timeline has changed a little bit.
Yes.
So she wants to see if her library is the same and just research, try to find research on ways that can help with the current situation.
All right. So this is the library back at work or in your cottage? Because you were last in your cottage. Do you go back to
cottage?
Work? Okay. Oh, your personal library. All right. Then I'm going to need a sharp check from you.
That is a 12. And I have if it's investigate a mystery, I have advanced move.
With a 12 and investigate a mystery. Quickly check. We don't. Oh, yeah. So you can ask me literally any questions you want. No limits. And you have hold 2. So you get 2 questions.
I think right now, Karen mostly is like stuck with what to do next. She wants help, but she can't trust anybody. So I think she's researching for people that Merlins in the past have trusted or that she can trust.
Well, the thing about Merlin is people. Are you referring to literally people?
No.
All right.
People or creatures or beings that aren't Fae necessarily.
Eliminating Fae limits the selection. However, there is a name.
Okay.
Ithuza.
Does it say how to contact or summon or what? Any details about Ithuza?
There's no summoning. Ithuza lives on this plane.
Does it say where I can find Ithuza?
Well, it's going to give you a few things. Merlin's trusted Ithuza with a large amount of information. Ithuza has betrayed Merle before, but everyone has betrayed Merle before. That does not mean much. The main thing is Merle trusts Athusa's judgment and things. This is our Merle.
Okay. Is there any details on where Athusa is located? Yes.
So your second question. Athusa is imprisoned.
Of course they are.
However, Athusa was imprisoned before the White Council was informed, which means it is not at all tied to your current issues. Thuza is imprisoned below the original location for the Council of Wizards.
I'm going to take a little trip then.
Where?
To below the Council of Wizards.
Where is that?
Is it below the... Don't I know this? Because that's where we executed Merle.
It is where you executed Merle.
So that tree... I remember the place. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but...
Yes. Essentially the original castle of Uther.
Yeah, so I will go there.
I can't believe you've done this.
What? What can't you believe? And I did not do this. I didn't do this.
I
know, but
I did research, guys. I will teleport to the original execution site and try to find a way.
Right. How are you traveling there?
Teleportation. Well, is it close?
Yes, it's in Wales. Like, they drove from the castle's location on the mortal plane.
How far is it?
About a 20-minute drive.
Oh, well then. I call Uber.
There is no Uber out in the woods.
Can I call Gary and ask for a ride?
Here's the thing. Gary is still in the States.
Can I call William and ask for a ride?
Yes.
Cool. I call William and ask for a ride. Right.
William will be transporting you.
Fantastic.
He'll also know how to get to the garage, which is on the mortal plane because they did have cars. They had the cavalcade.
I just want to go for memory's sake. I'm sad.
Okay.
If he asks.
Now, Morgana, what are you currently
doing? I guess before I arrive, because like this isn't unknown to me of White Witch practices. Mm-mm. I don't subscribe to any dark or light. I dabble in either because it's the energy you put out that matters, not the actual categorization. But I will grab the different offerings I know of from my White Witch practices, just so I have them as a way of respect to going to where their coven is.
Night begins to fall. I assume you are hiding somewhere, or are you using a spell to conceal yourself?
I don't know if I'm concealing myself. I don't want to act like I'm spying or snooping. This is a sacred area.
Okay. There are people arriving. They're coming in green robes, the hoods long and down. They don't lift their heads, even though you're in the clearing. But when they get close, one raises their head and says, "We are not alone." As they raise their head, you see that they have a blindfold tied across their face, covering their eyes. "Who treads here? We mean you no harm, but you have walked into something dangerous. You should leave
before my name is Morgan.
Morgan, you should leave before you suffer the fate of those undead."
I can help.
Give me a charm check.
I'm not going to use my weird, which means I'm just using my regular charm. Thank God. Okay. It's an 8.
Before he arrives, tell us your reasons for being here.
I've lost my way and I'm trying to make up for things done.
Why do you come to us?
Potentially for aid. There are things going on that threatens everyone, every magic user.
So you too use powers of the supernatural?
Correct.
We are not to judge, but you can bring your plight to our father. You may want this. And he reaches behind and hands you a blindfold.
Great.
They won't be able to see you.
It's been a while. I do it. Right. I know better than to mess with this kind of thing.
Now, Karen, you will get a car. I assume you're going to be driven, being the Merle. They're going to use one of the cavalcade cards. Because, like, they don't really use cards except for, like, ceremonial processions, essentially. Mm-hmm. So you'll have one of the cavalcade cards. They got to drive you through town to get across. Irene, give me a sharps check.
Hold on. Do I get a... What is this for? Do I get a +1 for this?
I don't know.
Probably not. No?
You get a +1 on.
It should be. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Am I observing a monster, minion, or phenomenon in action? Oh, no, wait, that's something different. Never mind. Okay. I don't know how to use this character sheet. Never mind. Sharp. Great. So, great first roll for Irene here. That's a snake eyes. So,
do you want to use a luck? I would highly
I'll use a luck.
It.
I will okay. use a luck.
With a luck, I don't even have to be vague. As you're staking out the pub, a car drives down the road through town. It catches your eye because it's a jet black car. It seems familiar. And then you immediately realize the license plate even matches. It's one of the cars from the people that had Merle Nernowitz before his disappearance.
Ah, yeah. I am definitely going to clock that and get out of this pub ASAP and try to get in my car.
Okay.
Should I assume I have?
We'll assume you're like renting a car from Hertz. That's fine.
Yes.
Hertz. So I am going to need a cool check from you.
Cool.
Okay. It's like, we'll kind of assume, since you're the gumshoe, better. You're probably like sitting across the street in the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nine.
Okay. Nine. You're not going to be right on their tail, but you will be able to follow them.
Okay, cool.
However, this means that Karen, as you're being driven to the old castle grounds, William will notice his rearview mirror and inform you that someone is following you.
I won't look back because I know better. I'll be like, what? Really? Someone's following? What? How long have they been following us for?
Ever since we passed the pub.
Interesting. Hold on. And I'm going to scry to try to see who is driving to see if I recognize the person, which I'm...
Roll plus I weird.
But...
Yeah, but you don't know that, so that's a good move.
14. I have advanced move for use magic.
That means you get some kind of extra benefit.
Yeah.
Since you're sensitive, I'm going to immediately have you see who it is and be able to read that they are following you because this car is linked to the disappearance of Merle Nernowitz.
Why the I say out loud, why the fuck would somebody be hunting for Merle? Sorry.
Merlin, is this a rhetorical question or would you like my input on this?
Like, I guess.
I guess Madam Merlin. Does that work?
No. That's
We've been trying different things. We need to keep the title, but I know you don't like just being called Merlin.
It's fine. Oh, I'm used to it now.
Madam M?
No, stop. Please, shush. Someone is following us, madam. Because, oh my God, William.
Yes, madam.
I will blow this car up if you say madam one more time.
I'm sorry, Merlin.
The person following us is following us because this car was the last vehicle Merle was seen in before he disappeared prior to his execution, I guess.
I mean,
I'm curious as to who would have
the
hired...
cars that escorted the vehicle that brought him to the ceremonial site.
The one that we're going to right now, yeah.
Yes. I can see how this could be bad. Should I not go there, Merlin?
How about I just teleport there and then make this even more difficult for Ashton to get with anybody?
No. It's very funny.
Right. And then you keep driving around town a little bit.
Okay.
That way we can get her off of the trail. Do you know how to dodge people who are following you?
I'm an agent in a secret magical organization, ma'am.
That doesn't mean jack shit, William, and you know it. There are so many useless people in that council.
I've watched Kingsman 17 times, ma'am.
Okay, then you're fine. Okay, we're good. I need to see that. I saw the previews for it. I've been really into TikTok lately, and it's on TikTok, and I really want to get into it. So we should go see that. That's Nikki talking, because I actually really want to see the movie now. Anyway, not the point. I'm going to teleport.
Okay. Roll plus weird.
That's double sixes, baby.
So amazing. Roll plus cool.
That is also... That is... Where is it? Act under pressure?
Yes.
monster phenomenon or mystical effect?
Yes, because it has to do with your spell. You've never teleported from a moving vehicle.
Cool. 12, baby.
All right. I don't get to have you keep your inertia.
Oh, no.
Oh, drat. Now, so, boom, you disappear.
Also, use magic as advanced move in case that gives me any bonuses.
It is an advanced move. So, do you want to teleport to the closest place you've seen? Or do you want to teleport directly there?
Directly there.
Okay. That just means you don't go there. So if you can't teleport away, it'll be tricky. But
I'll be fine. I figured that out before.
All of a sudden.
Can I end up naked in another bathroom?
Gas station bathroom.
Not this time. I got all my clothes.
You appear in a cave. A rather large cave.
Spacious. Is it dark?
It's quite dark and it's cold and damp.
I pull out my phone. I turn the flashlight on. I learned my lesson from last time when I tried to light my thumb on fire and have a light and blew up the bathroom. Guys, look, Karen's learning. Be proud of Karen.
I would recognize that crack of ozone from anywhere.
Well, sorry to disappoint, but I'm not the same person you've last seen.
What, you want me to have a deep gravelly voice for it being ancient now?
No, I really enjoyed this. I really like this. Sorry.
Athusa the old now. That voice, it has a ring to it I recognize, but not...
I'm them. Karen.
Yes.
The Merlin of today's modern society.
Yes, Karen what? I do not believe... Merlin would have given the last name. I do not... No, you are not the daughter, Merlin.
I'm not blood related to Merle, no.
We will not say that.
Wait, what?
Why are you here, child?
Because the world is coming to a cacophony of chaos and I need assistance. And Merlin has had you in the past assist him. I was hoping we could befriend one another.
Well, I'm always so well known for the friends I have made.
Well, I'm a ball out and I don't get along with anybody in anywhere. So really, honestly, I like to give people chances.
How about we start with a very simple question? The world is about to end and you need my help. Is it about to end because of something you did?
No.
The pause tells me maybe.
Technically, Oberon is the fault and so is Loki.
Oh.
Loki and Merle are separated. If you knew they were combined, I don't know if you knew that, but they were.
I know many things.
Yeah, it said you were really smart. I assumed you did. I just wanted to make sure.
It comes with time.
Well, part of Merle, the reason why you smell the original Merle, because part of him is in me, technically.
Merle left himself the rest of him sideshow.
His ambition.
Oh, very potent piece of
him. It's a very annoying piece of him, honestly, I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
Kind of a dick.
Well, he did not leave that inside of
you. No, on a lesbian, that wouldn't work. And he's married.
Labels. Okay. If it is Oberon, fuck Oberon.
That's what I've been saying for, like, this entire time.
Everyone says, fuck Oberon. It's just about...
Not in that way.
Yeah, which way you mean?
I mean, like, kill Oberon,
you either
honestly.
Fuck Oberon or fuck Oberon. Or both.
I'm going to pass on the one that's
at this point, you haven't even seen anything. This is just a voice in the darkness.
That's fine. Karen's used to weird talking to weird things. She dealt with him for like fucking 15 years. Some bullshit.
Loki is furry.
Yeah, I did capture him. I was very proud of myself. And then there was like this whole time, weird time thing. And then everything moved like 5 feet to the left or something. It was really
Loki was free. Or Loki was captured. And then something very kooky, crazy happened.
Yeah, magic freak. That seems normal.
And
it's very annoying. Oh, also, all the Greek gods are trying to create another Olympus and stuff like
that. So which of these things is ending the world? Because you come
all
to
of
me
it, probably.
With a grocery list.
There's a lot of things trying to end the world right this second, honestly. Loki, the Greek gods, Chiron involved in all that. Probably Merle's ex or Merle's wife. She's probably trying to kill everybody too, honestly, in the entire
Stepping
world. I don't
out of the shadows is this massive white dragon with now streaks of silver looking almost like lightning bolts scattered through the scales. Essentially similar to like if you see a bat or sugar glider's wings stretched out with a light behind you, see all the veins. Instead, it's streaks of silver through the solid white wings. You did not tell me Morgana was involved.
Oh yeah, Morgana's involved. Morgana's usually involved. So
Morgana is always involved.
Yeah, I'm the latest daughter that died of her hand to create the second daughter's body, and now she's in my sister's body, and I'm trying to undo that. I came back. I got better.
Oh, I died and got better.
Yeah, it was a whole, it's a long story. So I don't know if we have time to tell it.
Would you like a cookie? Yes, I feel.
I sense sarcasm, but I really would like a cookie, but I think I'll pass for now. Unless they're edibles.
What cookie would not be edible? You're a strange wizard.
I get that a lot. Born by like the entire White Council. Born from a sorceress.
Born from a sorceress.
Yeah.
I knew not you were of the blood of Morgan.
It's just like a mosh posh of magic, honestly.
Many things.
Morgan's, Merle's, others. You know, whatever.
Was he the father? Merle, was he the father?
No.
That has not,
it's not that I'm aware of. My dad's name was, I think, had a character, Charles.
There is a prophecy that the lines of Merlin and the lines of Lefay will create a sorcerer.
Interesting.
Yes, not many speak of, mainly because...
How would I know? Like, is there a way to do, I can do like a 23andMe and like figure that out? All
if you would magic. Like to duplicate yourself, they could help you, yes.
Duplicating isn't really what I wanted. I wanted to know if Charles was my real father. Because I don't trust Morgana for shit, so I don't really know if I can trust that Charles is my dad.
I do not know this Charles.
He was a nice dude until I died.
Like many nice dudes. But you come here, you say the world is ending. You need my help desperately.
I need
your
help.
We have a chit-chat about
dudes. I would
like
your help. Desperate sounds.
You bad. Sound very not desperate in this situation.
Also, if you wanted to, also my wife is is captured by Oberon and I'd like her back. But like, you know, that just aside, that's like, I can do that on my own time too.
I have had enough stories misinterpreted of my deeds. I do not trust what those would say of the dragon that saves the princess from the castle.
Well, she's not a princess and it's a mansion, not a castle. But yeah.
Sorry, you said your love and you do not treat her as a princess.
Princess isn't strong enough. She's more of a goddess. Or a fate. She's actually a fate, technically, but like, you know.
You fell in love with destiny. Interesting. What is it you need now? I could give you a title, but it would be so long and convoluted as what you have told me. It would waste my time.
I need somebody I can trust, honestly.
Amazing.
There's... Priority list wise, I think number one is I need to get a specific amulet that is trapped in, out of character, the Oval Office.
Is all you know is it's in the White House.
It's in the White House. Do you know was the White House around before you were in prison? I was imprisoned
before houses.
Oh, that's a long time. So
metaphorically, but as far as you know.
Okay, so there's like a giant building.
Read. We do get Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's good. That would be real boring down here if you didn't. So do you know the White House and the President and the United States and all that stuff?
I am familiar with geopolitical situations.
Okay. So in the White House somewhere, Morgana hid an amulet that has my sister's soul trapped in it.
Fascinating. That would remove the struggle.
Yes, I would like that amulet.
I could help you get that amulet. I will need you to do something.
Usually that's how these things work. I'm hoping this is a much better deal than working with Todd Goodfellow, though.
There are two things. One, I will make as easy as possible for you.
Mm-hmm.
The other will be a commitment.
A commitment?
A commitment.
Okay, Nikki's not here, so I'm making sure. Well, I'm already married, just so we're clear. So can't do that kind of commitment, but please elaborate.
You strike. Ow. I just froze my own tooth and it hurt. Damn it. I saw Ashton's post in chat.
I gave him three options to choose from, yeah. Guys.
Why are you booing me? I'm right.
I said large, but not intimidatingly so.
Dude, but I can't believe my husband's gay.
Back to this. You will need to take something from here.
Okay.
What comes from it, you will need to protect. Do you understand?
Take something from here, protect it.
Yes. Specifically this. And the wing will like reach behind and you'll hear like the scraping sound as about the size of a watermelon egg is scraped towards you. Now, you will need to remove it from here.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do the next thing. And you will need to keep it somewhere safe. Because the next thing you must do is kill me.
Kill you?
Yes. For now.
Are you good? Okay. Do I need to come back and bring you back?
I am not allowed to leave here. But if I am not in here, I cannot have to leave.
Oh, you're doing the switcheroo. Gotcha. Clever. Like it.
I have amassed much knowledge. It will be lost.
That is a shame.
But I am willing to learn again for my freedom.
Is there a spell to download knowledge from people?
There are ways. There are necklaces. What do you know? And the culmination of everything you have learned in your life is who you are. What you know is the soul. This is why it is a well-known fact that babies do not have souls.
I'm just wondering if I could maintain your knowledge and then give it back to you somehow once you're on the other side.
I have been a very active contributor to Wikipedia.
Yeah, but how much of that do we know is from you and real? And people fuck with that shit all the time.
Non-canon, but I need to say this. My handle was ScaleSwinger6969 for me.
Perfection. Love it. Love you for that. You're great.
XX Scale Slayer 6969 420 XX.
That is way too long of a handle.
All the others were taken.
That's very inconvenient.
Do you still use AIM?
No, I was shocked that died.
But no.
I was real sad.
He knows a lot of stuff just by living a long time. However, he, as far as current information, it's within the limits of looking things up in secondhand.
Yeah, like I was kind of hoping I could like download his memories.
There are ways to do it easily. No, magic. You would need to keep them somewhere too, like a very rare magical gem that's inside a necklace.
I have one of those that my sister's in.
Yeah, the very thing he'll help you get.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so I will just take this egg here and stick it in the portal so it's safe.
You go to put in like a bag of holding type situation?
Yeah.
You go to put it into the portal and it will not cross. Our kind are not allowed to leave the material.
Okay. Let me just place this over here out of any harm's way then, and I go place it by like the entryway.
What entryway? You didn't walk your way in here.
I know. I've just put it farther away from me currently where I am now.
It will need to be taken up to the lake.
Noted. I will do that. I just want to make sure it doesn't get hurt in the crossfire.
To do that before you kill me.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Or else I will still be trapped here.
That's fair.
And while I will lose all my memories, I am very good at spite.
Okay.
I was taught by the best.
Interesting. So I'll be right back then.
All right. So after that very long scene.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. This is also a way where I don't have to commit to that voice.
I truly cannot believe.
He's been trapped in a cave and he just becomes vaguely German.
I just cannot believe you made BBC Merlin Cannon in this house. Thank you. Thank you for my life.
I did give three options. I really did. I said, okay, so here are the three coolest things that I see. Which one makes the most sense and would be the most fun? This, Disney's Owl, Merlin's Owl, Archimedes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or a questing beast.
Oh my God. Thank God you didn't pick that one.
Yeah.
Those are just the three options I gave Bobby. I was like, pick one. I would like an ally, please. Thank you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You almost picked one. Sorry. Okay.
Dragons are cool, though.
Stop stealing FKF plot lines.
All right. So, cutting back to Irene.
Yeah.
You're following this car. It goes past the ruins of the ancient castle, which was where Merle was last seen publicly. And it keeps going. It cuts through several streets until it goes back out to the forest. You keep following it.
Oh, yes. Right. Joke's on William. Mm-hmm. I've seen Kingsman 18 times.
It eventually stops on a country road near a stream. How far back are you?
I mean, far. I'm not out of sight. Like, I'm pretty sure that whoever is driving is aware.
It became very obvious it was trying to tail you. I think the big signifier was when he turned on the left blinker and then turned right very slowly and at the proper speeds.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go right behind him, but I'll park a little bit away. And I'm just going to see what they do.
The car stops. Once your car stops, a couple moments later, the driver's side door to the car opens. And out steps a slender, slightly tall man in a cream suit. Also, I did not design this when I picked it, but I have now realized that I accidentally made the uniform for the White Council just Azrafel's outfit in Good Omens.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. I clock that. This is just like Good Omens. Okay.
Because, I mean, other than the bow tie, which, let's be honest, William probably wears a bow tie.
Yeah, I assume so.
Fuck it. William's just going to look like Azrafel.
I was imagining that, yes.
It really does fit.
I imagine that Greg looks like a trashy David Tennant now, so. William does not look like a murderer.
Trashy David Tennant. All right. But he steps out somewhat shakily, very much gathering his courage. And he goes, and what do you do when he steps out? Because he steps out and just door still open, turns towards your car, just standing there.
I'm going to just turn off my car, turn off the lights, and just wait to see what he does.
He's going to just take a deep breath in, large breath out, reach into his breast pocket, pull out some black rimmed glasses.
Oh my God.
Put them on. He's being the Kingsman.
This looks familiar.
And not walking towards you, just shouting on this empty street. Why are you following me?
Okay. I'll get out of the car. And I'm also going to start shouting from my side of the street. And I'm just going to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Roll plus charm.
Yeah, that's fair. Would this be manipulate someone?
Yes.
Great. 8.
Are you sure?
No, I was lying.
Oh, okay. Then why?
I'm looking for, Merle Nernowitz.
Give me another charm check.
Okay. Ooh. 13?
I've never heard of him. I can also lie.
All right. What about Wendy Nernowitz?
Haven't seen her.
Is that another lie?
Recently. Since yesterday.
All right. Okay.
Do you have a gun?
I do, but it's casually. I'm not going to do anything with it. Wait, do you have a gun?
Casually? Are you American?
No, actually. Common misconception.
Sorry to offend you.
Thank you.
Really got Mary on that one.
I cough laughed. Oh, man.
I know this car is connected to the disappearance of Merle Nernowitz, and I'm just kind of looking for him or his wife.
Oh, that's because it was part of the execution. But he is alive now.
Do you want
to... I'm very nervous.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, do you want to go to like, do you want to go to a bar really quick? Maybe just talk it out.
Give me a charm check.
You're not invited, Will.
You're seeing William without his wand work.
11. Yeah, he's that's 11. Wand dysfunction.
I could drink.
Cool, I'm buying.
One car, two.
Yeah, you want to just get in mine?
No.
Give me another charm check. William, I feel like Greg has rubbed off on William.
Stop trusting people so easily. God damn.
9. I'm very good at manipulating.
That's okay. I'll follow you.
What if I just get in your car?
I'm okay with that.
Oh, all right. That's fine. Yeah, I'll just lock up my car and just walk over. Get in the passenger seat. Hi, I'm Irene. What's your name?
William.
Oh, great. Great. Nice to meet you.
And then he just like shifts it into gear and starts awkwardly driving. Morgana, what are you up to?
Well, I'm in the first line and walking towards that one group.
That's right. So as you're there, they don't have you walk anywhere else. They do that. They tell you they're just, he arrives at the highest point of the moon. Do not look at him.
Okay.
And they go and they start setting. They start saying some stuff up and they start chanting in Gaelic.
Do I understand what they're saying?
Morgan Le Fay. They're chanting to the fallen father of giants.
Who's that?
The king. The fallen father of giants.
Right.
You want to roll a sharp check?
Yeah, just to confirm. It's a 9.
Celtic, giant, fallen, so probably died or was defeated. Looking bad thing, get one question.
Will this person kill me on sight?
If you see them and they see you, yes, but not because of who you are.
That's all that I care about.
Do you think you know who this is? Okay.
Now, because of that, now I'm unsure. Because I thought it was someone else, and now I'm concerned. I am much confusion. But we're going to figure it out. We're going to just...
The ground rumbles. There's this faint, putrid smell, almost like a festering wound. So it's a sickeningly sweet smell as this incredibly deep voice, you bring offerings. Do you do anything?
I did bring general, like, Celtic
offering
shit, white mage. I will put some down. I'm going to reveal my tattoos.
One who has not been in forests in a time. Do you know who you are dealing
with? I hope a friend.
Is dependent on many things. To them, I am a lord. As his hand kind of sweeps to the cultists.
But to a priestess of Avalon?
I will hear you out of respect as the once god Baelor.
There is a threat to all, Loki, the Lady of the Lake, and Oberon are all working together.
As
I'm asking for help.
What can a fallen god help?
You were there when they were beginning. I seek knowledge. I seek help to figure out how to stop them from hurting people. They are trying to take care of all. I honestly don't know, but all I know is it will wreak havoc and ruin to everyone here.
We share a common foe, you and I. Look, drew me down. Your ancestors renamed him Mercury and Hermes. We know he has his power was born in the very forest I now dwindle in. You help me destroy Look, and I will help you with this.
I will take a knee.
This massive, meaty hand, like a catcher's mitt without the webbing, runs across the side of your face. You show respect. I am honored. Rise and show betrayers what they deserve.
I'll stand.
Come to this clearing, Ms. High, and ask me a question. I will answer truthfully. But for now, it is waning, and my grip on reality. Faint echoes of gods do not forget. And then he kind of steps and lumbers with these thuds away from you, walking backwards, even though you can't see him, you can sense it, back into the forest. This magical, mythical place, as the echo of a dead god returns. The cultist next to you gets up, takes his blindfold off. Well, that went well.
Usually does.
Hi, I'm Pete.
Morgan. Morgan Le Fay. Pleasure to meet you.
And you see this man with just like chestnut hair and eyes the color of honey, smiling.